Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG, we are so excited to have all of those that are listening in, tuning in from all around the world wide web. How y'all doing today? This is your host, Charvette. I am super excited to have you joining us here. Hello to those that are hanging out in the chat room. Hey to those on the phone lines. Hey to those coming in from Twitter and from Facebook. We are glad to have you. As always, oh, and those that are listening from Charvette.com and my mobile app, let me tell you about today's show. So my first guest, he's hanging out in the virtual green room. Hopefully he enjoyed some virtual fried chicken and salad while he hangs out in there getting ready to come to the mic. We're going to be talking to Reggie James Pace, certainly a friend of the show, a supporter of the show, funny man himself. If you follow him on Twitter or Facebook, he is completely hilarious. You know his music. We play Sunday Morning. That's one of my favorite tracks. Well, he has a new children's book out that comes along with a read-along book, a sing-along soundtrack, and an upcoming DVD, dance-along DVD, I should say. So we're going to be chatting it up with him. And the title of it is Oops, I Danced My Diaper Off. Yes. You know we got to hear all about that. Then we're going to roll into our second segment talking to Yvonne Perkins. She's a songwriter. She writes for gospel recording artists, TV, film, all that good stuff. So we are going to hear all from Miss Yvonne Perkins. And then we're going to roll into our third segment. We have national best-selling author Tiffany L. Warren, one of my favorites. I know you know it. Farther Than I Meant to Go, Longer Than I Meant to Stay. That will preach right there, I hope you know. But she's going to join us to talk about her new book, The Replacement Wife. Again, that's Tiffany L. Warren, national best-selling author. And then we'll round out the show with Artist Spotlight, chatted up with J. Nicole, Juliet N. Jones. She's back by popular demand here on the show. She is a Christian and gospel recording artist, and she is an Excellence in Christian Music Academy alumni, 2013 Newsome Award winner and 2014 Gospel Blue Mic Awards nominee. So I know you know we are ready today. We are ready to jump right on in, and I'm excited because I actually have some friends that are hanging out with me in the virtual studio. I'm not going to make them say their names, but would y'all just like to say hi from afar? All right. There you go. We're just hanging out today, making it one big party. All right, so coming to the mic right now, Reggie James Pace. Again, we're excited to hear about this new venture he has. Oh, my goodness. Oops, I danced my diaper off. Reggie James Pace, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm just trying to get some of this virtual fried chicken out of my teeth here.
I knew you would enjoy that. Awesome. So listen, let's chat about Oops, I Danced My Diaper Off. So first of all, you got to tell us about the title. How did you get that title?
Oh, man, it's just trying to be creative, you know, coming from a background with comedy and trying to make something that would be not only interesting but and good for marketing, but something that would be fun for the kids to mention to their parents as well, and something that would be memorable. So,
great. So what is the quick synopsis of the storyline?
Storyline is that the kids are in the daycare. The main character is Cool Cliff. They're babies in the daycare that, in their minds, the doctor's flashlight, they think it's a laser that is used to steal their memories. So their whole, they train themselves to become ninjas, so they think, so that they can go and take the laser from the doctor and put that in the trash can or steal it so that their memories won't be stolen. It's an action comedy. It's really hilarious, and the kids are going to love it.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. Okay, so tell us, so the diaper, the dance their diaper off, and certainly you intertwine music, you're intertwining reading. What was the importance of kind of really tying the sing-along soundtrack into this whole project?
I mean, at first it was kind of self-serving because, you know, being a songwriter and having a real true passion for music, but also being a father of three children, a husband, mm-hmm. also being someone who works full-time, you just don't have time to do everything that you want to do. So I was thinking, you know, why not add and incorporate what I love, which is music, into the book? And it was something that hadn't been done. You usually don't have books with soundtracks. So that's yeah. that's kind of how the thought process started with that, was if I'm going to have a project that I'm working on and I want to be passionate about it, let's put it together so I'm not working on two separate things and dividing my time too thin. So I wanted to kind of put it all in one project.
You are so right, because I never think of a soundtrack with a book. You think of a soundtrack with a movie, with a TV series, but I don't think I have heard of a soundtrack that goes with a book. So I think that is a great, great idea. And certainly kids, they love to sing. They learn a lot from singing. I mean, look at, you know, shows like Barney. A lot of people, you know, dog the big purple dinosaur. But Barney just sung with the kids, and people liked it. So, okay, and so the Dance Along DVD that you're working on, that'll be coming out as well. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, well, the whole project kind of went in three phases. The book started because my two sons, they had to read, you know, it's required that kids read about 20 minutes a night. But we had bought pretty much all the books for their age at Barnes & Noble that they were really interested in. So I asked them, I said, what do you guys want to read? And then mm-hmm. I'll just kind of make up a story. And the next day at lunch, I went out in my car and I wrote a couple chapters, came home, they read it, loved it, and said, we want more. So 7 days later, we pretty much had the book written kind of inadvertently. And and so that's when we said, okay, well, let's put a soundtrack with this to make it interesting to kids. Kids love singing. You know, music is kind of the heartbeat of our culture, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in music there's a huge gap. You have the music for the little kids, which is kind of the Barney kind of stuff. And then you
right.
have the grown people, you know, you have the grown people music with the grown words bleeped out of it.
The grown
really
people music with the grown words, yes.
right, you know. And so there's no really thing to bridge the gap to say, let's have something cool for kids, you know, kid content. So that was the premise for our making the CD. We have professional artists, really professional national recording artists make a content that mm-hmm. had amazing, you know, hard-hitting beats, but with the kid content around the book. And then the DVD came along with it. We hired an amazing choreographer because if you're going to have music, we figure why not have the kids be able to incorporate some exercise in it and be fun at the same time. So we really have 60 minutes of good exercise dance videos for the kids to really get in, learn some new moves, and get up and moving, get their heart rate going, and get some exercise in, but have an amazing time doing it. So that was the premise for adding the DVD along with it.
Awesome, awesome. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're chatting it up here with Reggie James Pace. You got to keep your eye out for Oops, I Danced My Diaper Off. And listen, Reggie, they can go to coolcliff.com. That's coolcliff with one F, .com. That's going to take them to a page where they can see behind-the-scenes video, behind-the-scenes around the soundtrack and all that good stuff. What else can they find there when they go there?
That's kind of going to be the landing site for kind of the – we're going to put up a video, kind of the making of the book and the making of the project, and really just try to encourage people that that have ideas. You know, everything around us started as an idea, so mm-hmm. I'm going to start putting up some encouraging videos just to let people know that all of this started from just an idea. Not to underestimate their ideas. That's it. Just an idea. Just an idea.
Just an
so
idea,
really want to encourage people.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a tweetable. It started from just an idea. Don't underestimate your ideas.
That's right.
That's a tweetable. Y'all should tweet that. Make sure you give Reggie the credit for that. Reggie, how can they find you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter at Reggie James Pace, and I'm on Instagram at Reggie James Pace.
Great. And big shout out to the Instagram family for the support on Instagram. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. So for those that may not know much about Reggie James Pace, I'd love for you to share a little bit about your music background and then also your comedic side, because you, I'm telling you, following your Facebook and Twitter, you always find, like, the funniest pictures and all that kind of stuff. So tell us a little bit about that side of you as well.
I really appreciate that. From the music side, I'm a songwriter, so I've been writing songs for probably the past 5 years or so. And, again, that kind of started as just a vision from the Lord. He showed me in prayer one day that I would be doing music. That was completely unexpected because I had no musical background. And
oh, wow.
A few years later, yeah, lo and behold, the Lord proved himself. So I was a songwriter and a music producer and an artist at that point. So really that started from a vision and prayer. And the comedic side is really just that part. That part is probably the purest version of me you're ever going to get, because that's just me just living life.
That's
me just living
self,
life.
As Oprah would say,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Your authentic self.
Yep, that's my authentic silly kid self.
Great, great, great. And definitely a big shout-out to your wife. We see her you are always mentioning her on Twitter and Facebook, so we want to give her a big shout-out because we know her hands are full.
Oh, yeah, she's got to deal with we have three children, but I say she has four because she has to deal with me.
She's got to deal with you. All right. So I know listeners are wondering, how can they get a hold of the book, the CD, all of that? When is all of that going to be available for them?
We're expecting a launch date of June 1st is what we're looking for, June 1st. It'll be available on Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and also at our landing website at coolcliff.com with one F.
Great, great, great. So certainly we want people to follow you, connect with you now so that they can keep up with everything that's going on and see all of that on your social networking sites. And, again, tell listeners the best ways to connect with you online.
Okay. My main website is reggiejamespace.com. The book website is coolcliff.com. That's Cliff with one F. And also you can see some of the new comedy clips at thankgoditsfunny.com. That's thankgoditsfunny.com.
thankgoditsfunny.com. Wow. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Well, I'm definitely motivated by really creativity and innovation, because I think some of the most amazing things in this world have been created just from an innovative mindset. And the people who are innovative and creative, they don't get a lot of, at least the kids don't get a lot of credit for it from an educational standpoint, you know, because we may have an art class, but we don't have a whole lot that, you know, promotes that creativity. So I definitely try to inspire people to cultivate their creativity, their ideas, their far-out concepts. Because if somebody would have came 6 years ago and said, hey, I want to create a phone that doesn't have any buttons, the world would have laughed at them, like, you're crazy.
Right,
that makes no sense.
Right.
But that very same crazy concept pretty much changed our lives as we know it. So creativity and innovation, you know, really motivate.
All right, listeners, there you have it. Well said. I think you need to put your hands together. Yes, and give Reggie James Pace a round of applause. Again, Reggie, we are keeping our eye out on this new book and this whole entire project and everything else you got going on. Any other events or anything in your area you want to shout out? All right. All right, listeners, that is going to be a wrap for our first segment. Listen, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And actually, I think we have Reggie. One last comment. Any other events or anything you have going on you want to let us know about?
Well, I definitely just wanted to give special recognition to Jay Nance, Jackie Nance, the owner and founder of Ace Entertainment. She really teamed up with me just based off of the concept. She hadn't seen anything. She hadn't heard any music. Just off the concept, she teamed up with me, and that really gave the idea legs, as I like to say. So just to encourage people as well, you have an idea, but don't be selfish with it. You got to trust people at some times. Find some people you can trust. Tell people about it. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Ask for help, and you'll be amazed at the people that will give your idea and your project some legs. So God bless everybody.
All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Reggie, for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We appreciate you and wish you continued success on all of your endeavors.
Thank you so much. Love you, sis.
All right. Love you, too. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Did you know 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before the age of 18? Did you know that 90% of sexually abused children know their predator? Attend the I Didn't Know Public Forum on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we raise public awareness about child sexual abuse. This event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. Register online at surroundedbyfaith.org. Don't be left in the dark. Come get the facts and never say again, I didn't know. Register at surroundedbyfaith.org.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Woo! I'm telling you what, that first segment was off the chain. But listen, 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 we're moving right on into our next segment. I'm excited to have this dynamic young lady who's hanging out with me in the virtual studio. Yvonne Perkins is joining us all the way from Chicago, Illinois. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to bring her right in. I got connected with her through the Excellence in Christian Music Academy. And so I am going to let her tell us all about what she has going on. I'm telling you what. So I'm going to the mic right now. Yvonne Perkins, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Well, thank you so much. I've been just anticipating this and looking forward to it. I'm really excited. I am trying to calm myself down.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, you know, let's let our listeners know a little bit more about you. Who is Yvonne Perkins?
Well, first of all, I am a child of God, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and do speak in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, right? That's first who I am. I am a wife. I'm mother of 2 sons. I'm grandmother of Michaela, Malika, and Mario Jr. I am an intercessor. That is my calling. I am a soul winner, and I am a songwriter.
All right, and there you have it, listeners, a mouthful, a mouthful. So let's learn a little bit more about you. What's your favorite food?
Well, you know, I love to eat. Anybody knows me, they know that I enjoy food.
A little birdie told me that.
Yeah, so but I have to put spaghetti on the top of the list. That's just my absolute favorite.
All right, all right. And you read, what are some of your favorite books?
The Bible is number one. That's my constant resource. There are so many wonderful stories in the Bible. Whatever you want to find, you love mysteries, you love love stories, it's there. Okay, adventure is there. It's in the Bible, right? Also, there's a book called Prayers That Avail Much by Jermaine Copeland. That's a wonderful read. And also Day by Day by Gwen Shaw. And in this book, she goes through the book of Psalms, and she sort of breaks it down. And when you read it, whatever you read in that day, it seems like it's just what you need. You know, it speaks to wherever you are that day. So those are the three favorite books. I have loads of books
in my prayer room.
It is filled with books and music.
Well, and you know, that makes complete sense because you're a songwriter. So certainly words, you know, call out to you and you're drawn to words. So that makes really, really good sense. And so you sing and you write. Is that correct?
Well, I sing solo, and that is in so low that you can't hear me. I often sing to God, and I think that he listened to my singing, and he said, write, my child, write.
Like, let me let you write instead of actually. Well, listen, we need songwriters because there are a lot of singers, so, and they certainly need songs to sing. So that's awesome. So who was the first person that you recorded your song?
That's a young lady named Diana Wills. She belongs to my church, Monument of Faith, and she heard the music, and she was really supportive. She was the first one to record My Worship Is My Warfare and Lord, I Believe.
Wow. And how are you inspired to write? How do you get the inspiration for the writing, the songwriting that you do?
That comes through my quiet time. I call it my quiet time with God. When you are reading the Word of God, there's some things that sort of it's really stand out in your mind. And when mm-hmm. I'm meditating on that Word, you know, meditating on whatever that message is, that's where a lot of my songs will come from, right there. Sometimes when my faith is being challenged, when the enemy is right in your face, and he's telling you, you know, what you can do and can't do and what God's not going to do. For instance, the song Shut Your Mouth, Satan was one of those times where as I was praying, it's like the enemy's right there like, how long you been praying about that? Is that really going to happen? Yeah. And so that's where that song came from. I just began to say, shut your mouth, Satan. Jesus died for me. I got the victory. And so that's where that song came out of. So I'm out of the times when my faith is being challenged, out of circumstances I see other people going through, you know, saw someone who was struggling with unforgiveness, you know, and they love God, you know, and so that's where that song, You Must Forgive, comes from, because it helps us to realize that nothing is more important than our one-on-one relationship with Jesus. So whatever it is, we got to let it go. We got to let it go.
And so how many songs have you actually written?
I have I'm probably at about 36 or so now. I know I've written over 32 songs, and that's been a while. I sort of lost count of the last few. So I probably have a good 36 songs. And they're available on my website.
Oh, okay. What's your web address? Share that with our listeners.
It is www.forhisgloryyp. So that's forhisgloryyp.com.
All right, and listeners, we know you're tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. Hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting up here with songwriter Yvonne Perkins. Check her out on her website. Also, Facebook and Twitter. Tell them how they can connect with you on Facebook and Twitter.
Twitter, it is Mrs. Y Perkins 10. Let me see. Yeah. Mrs. Y Perkins 10. On Facebook, it's just under my name, Yvonne Perkins. And basically, the best thing to do is, and this is something we tell our ECMA candidates, is you can Google my name, you can Google Yvonne Perkins, and a ton of stuff will come up. And that's not bragging, but it's that when you're trying to be in this industry, you want to be searchable. You want
yes.
it to be where people can find you. And
absolutely.
So when you do that, you know, because I do it myself sometimes. I forget which websites I need to go and update, and I Google. I'm like, oh, I got that one.
Yeah. Great, great, great. And certainly a big shout-out to ECMA. I'm a proud media coach for Excellence in Christian Music Academy. A shout-out to Mr. Henry Harris. So big shout-out there. So how many artists have actually recorded your songs, and which ones have recorded them?
At this point, it's about five. As I mentioned, Diane Wills, she did I Worship. My Worship is My Warfare in Lord, I Believe. Arnetta Yancey Vengeance, Arnetta Yancey came, and she did Where Do They Go? And that's a bit of a risk for a singer. I'm so honored that she did that one, because that one deals with the death of children. Senseless,
yeah.
violent death of children, you know. So she did that one. She's going to do a couple others. Evangelist Faye Mosley did My Worship is My Warfare, and she will also be doing a few others. And Michael Stewart is in the process of releasing his single, Walk in the Rain, I believe this month.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. And we're going to actually let listeners hear a little bit later, Where Do They Go? Where Do They Go? So listeners, keep it locked, because we're going to let you actually hear that one. We have that for you as a treat. So give me, name three artists you would love to record your music.
Oh, my goodness. Now, in the perfect world, if I could just go to these people and say, hey, this is your song. You got to see this. Juanita Byman, I would love to hear her record the song I Am, because it is a song that ministered to everyone, to every mm-hmm. man. And it's basically saying that I am who you need to be, what you need me to be, where you need me to be. I am. I am here for you. Martha Mussini to record Victory Dance, because to me, Victory Dance sounds like her. It sounds like something that she would do. The group Mary Mary to record I'll Do It. I would love to hear them do that one.
Wow. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. And so let's talk about, you also do some other things. So you write a blog for the Christian Post. So tell us
yes.
about that.
Yes, yes. I submitted for an opportunity for publicity with different magazines through Sunnybids, and I was selected, the Christian Post, and so they contacted me, and they wanted me to do something about music. And I was like, I am really not comfortable doing that. I said, let me do something about prayer instead. And so they said, well, we got the perfect thing, and it's called A Prayer Life. And so that's how God opened up that door for me, and I love it. It's a wonderful opportunity to be able to share with people different things that God would give me to share regarding prayer and learning about intercession and just things to build up your faith, et cetera, you know, particularly because that is a well-known international magazine, so there's
yeah.
a lot of exposure there.
Wonderful, wonderful opportunity, certainly there. And let me loop back to ECMA. How did you even get involved with the Excellence in Christian Music Academy?
Well, that's a funny story. Mr. Andre Carter with Gospel Synergy, he introduced me to Mr. Harris. And so I had contacted Mr. Harris, and we talked about my music. And so he was doing some of my music. He called me up one day, and he was sharing his vision about ECMA. And I thought, well, that's an excellent idea, but I wonder, why was he sharing it with me? He then invited me to be a coach, and I was hesitant. I told him, I don't think I qualify for that.
Mm.
Well, if anybody know Mr. Harris, why did I say that?
Oh, my, oh, my.
He responded in a challenging voice. I do mean challenging. And the conversation went like this. Mr. Harris, did you write those songs? I'm like, well, yes, I did. Did you get all of those awards? Yes, I did. Well, you can do this. I'm like, well, okay. Let me pray about it and get back to you. So I did. I did. And as I was praying, I understood what happened. And that's this. We ask God to do things for us, to open up doors for us. And then when he opened it, fear steps in. So I was totally in flesh, feeling my own inadequacy, feeling like, you know, my own low self-esteem, you know, I can't do this. And so I had to elevate myself to a different level, which is I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me, and realize that this was a door, this was an opportunity that God had opened up for me. So how dare I think that I'm going to move in my own strength and my own ability and not acknowledge him and rely on him. So I'll call Mr. Harris back and tell him I would do it. He's very challenging.
Awesome, awesome. And certainly that was through a divine connection. And so, you know, how valuable are divine connections?
Divine connection, the way I define divine connection is when God connects you with someone who holds a piece of your puzzle to take you to your next step.
Yeah.
It's a key to open the next door. Now, you may also hold a piece of their key. Let me give you an example, all right? I submitted through an opportunity, again through Sunnybit, and was selected for an interview with Gospel Synergy, which is Andre Carter. He's the CEO of that. And Andre did more than just do an interview with me and let that be. You know, he began to educate me. He took a personal interest in me, and he began to educate me about the industry. Not only that, but he shared his contacts with me, contacts that took him a lifetime to develop. He freely shared them with me. And he you know, Mr. Harris was one of the person that he wanted me to contact, also Simone with CJB, you know. And so that's divine connection. From that to Mr. Harris, to ECMA, to the different recording artists. You know, you see, it just goes on and on and on, you know, and all because of making that one connection that God had already prepared for me.
Outstanding. So what if there are artists that are listening and they are aspiring artists, new artists, and they're looking for music, they're looking for songs to include on their project? How would they get connected with you to see what you have to offer, to see if you all can work together?
Okay, that is really easy. They go to my website, www.forhisgloryyp.com, listen to the different music there, take time, listen to all of them, because people mostly contact me and they all want to record the same one, you know, but like I said, it's over 30 songs on there. And on my website, there's a way to contact me to request a mechanical license, and if you want me to, I can explain exactly what a mechanical license is.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, all right. So the mechanical license, anytime you want to record a song that you did not write, you need to request a mechanical license to record that. And so what that does is give you permission to go ahead and record and distribute that song. And so it's usually... there is a set rate for every song depending on how long it is, and it's not much. Songwriters are not going to make a whole lot of money unless you get something that goes to a million, you know, songs or whatever, because it's like 9 cents a song. One song. Yes, ma'am. It's 9 cents if it is under 5 minutes, and if it's over 5 minutes, it's like $1.07. But at any rate, they can find that find my contact information on my website, and they can contact me, and then they just need to let me know what song they're interested in, the name of their project, when they expect to release it. There's no money paid up front, and at least I know, you know, other people may, but I just require that at the point that you have completed the project and you're ready to make the CD, at the point that you make it before you put it on sale, then that you go ahead and pay me that amount. You know, for example, if you do 1,000 CDs and mm-hmm. the song is like under 5 minutes, that comes to a grand total of $97.
Okay, so you awesome. So you broke it down. I love that. I love sharing information with our listeners because I want you all to be informed consumers. I want you to be informed consumers. So thank you for breaking that down. And I think that is awesome. And so certainly aspiring artists, new artists, or you may be a artist that has been out there and you're working on your next project, check out Yvonne Perkins. Check her out. Check her out. Oh, wow. Well, I'm telling you what, our time just flew by. We're going to let listeners hear where do they go. Again, written by Yvonne Perkins. And one more time, tell them how they can contact you on all your social networking sites and all that good stuff.
Okay, Facebook, you just look under Yvonne Perkins, the same thing with MySpace. On Twitter, it is at Mrs. Y. Perkins, and, oh, my goodness, there's so many others. And of course, the main one is www.forhisgloryyp.com. And, again, as I said, you can Google my name. Oh, also, they have ringtones available. You can Google Y. Perkins at Miser, M-Y-S-E-R, ringtones, and I went ahead and I put about 4 or 5 of those ringtones that you can download free, F-R-E-E. All right,
free is good, free is good.
I did that, yes.
Wonderful. All right, there you have it, listeners. All right, so we're going to let you hear right now, Where Do They Go, written by songwriter Yvonne Perkins. Here we go.
I lay me down to sleep. I pray my Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray my Lord my soul to take.
Do you hear the silent cry of the unborn soul from the mother's womb torn? Little children snatched from their beds, they're afraid to lay down their heads.
Where do they go? The innocent soul,
their lives they will never.
written by Yvonne Perkins. Big shout out to her again. Check her out online. All the contact points that she gave you. We're getting ready to roll into our next segment. We're excited to have hanging out in the virtual green room national best-selling author Tiffany L. Warren. And I'm telling you what, you are going to hear all about her new release, The Replacement Wife. You're going to hear all about that. We're going to take a very, very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back chatting it up here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all those that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. We are glad to have you. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Did you know 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually assaulted before the age of 18? Did you know that 90% of sexually abused children know their predator? Attend the I Didn't Know public forum on Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we raise public awareness about child sexual abuse. This event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. Register online at surroundedbyfaith.org. Don't be left in the dark. Come get the facts and never say again, I didn't know. Register at surroundedbyfaith.org.
Spiritual food for thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So excited to have all those that are listening in, that are hanging out in the chat room, on the phone lines. We see you. Thank you so much for checking us out here. Broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Again, a couple of friends hanging out with me in the virtual studio. Ladies, y'all just want to get shout out or say something? Okay, there you go. I proved it. I do have company today. Listen, we're moving right on in. I'm excited to bring Tiffany L. Warren to the mic. I'm telling you what, brand new release, The Replacement Wife, one of my favorites that she has written, Farther Than I Meant to Go, Longer Than I Meant to Stay, The Bishop's Daughter, Chocolate Dreams, all of that. Certainly you want to hear all about it. And so we're glad to bring her to the mic. We're going to the phone lines, to the mic line right now, and bring Tiffany L. Warren in. Hello, Tiffany. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Charvette. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. How you doing?
I am good. It's nice, a beautiful day here in Texas, 73 degrees. I can't ask for anything more. Bless.
Okay, just rub it in. We're in Richmond. Just rub in that good old weather. That's okay. But listen, I just want to chat with you. Certainly not a novice at all in the literary world. Tell our listeners a little bit about how you even got into writing.
Well, I've been writing pretty much my whole life. I actually, when I was in my early 20s, I thought I was going to be the next Sister Soldier. So I was writing a lot of street fiction. I really didn't do anything with that. I never pursued trying to get a book deal with it. I wrote my first Christian fiction novel when I was pregnant with my son, and he's 10. I didn't even know that there was a genre called Christian fiction. I just wrote what was on my heart, and it just kind of took off from there.
And so how would you describe the genre of Christian fiction? What falls into that category?
I think any faith-based literature that leads the reader on either a reconciliation journey or some type of redemptive journey with Christ. So, it doesn't mean that it's not a great story. It doesn't mean there's not a lot of drama. It just means that there's a redemption aspect in the story.
Okay, because I think sometimes when people hear Christian fiction, they think, oh, it's going to be dry and tired and very preachy. But you've done a good job of really weaving in an excellent storyline and then also having that faith-based aspect.
Well, yeah, you know, when I feel like I want a sermon, you know, I go to the Potter's House. T.D. Jakes is my pastor. I get some of the best sermons in the country.
Yes.
So, I'm not going to write a sermon. I think if you want to, you know, hear a sermon, you can go to church. That doesn't mean that my books may not be set in the church. The bishop's daughter was set in a mega church. And there are ways to present your story without turning it into a sermon. I love fiction. I'm a huge reader. I'm very much an avid reader. I read science fiction, you know, contemporary fiction. I read romance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here for the story. But it's, you know, the Christian aspect is always going to come out because that's just who I am. So, you know, I just really strive to write entertaining books that leave the reader with a message.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Certainly, big shout out to Bishop T.D. Jakes and the Potter's House family. I'm sure we have some listeners there. Big shout out there. Big shout out. All right, so let's talk about, first of all, let me say I know that a lot of times authors will write books and they just almost have legs and have a life and readers want them to live on and on. So I know farther than I meant to go, longer than I meant to stay, I just got to ask for those faithful readers, you know, have people let you put that down? Have people let you put that story to rest?
Well, that is one of my favorite books, and I really love that book because I really feel that a lot of the counseling parts of that, mm-hmm. Dr. King,
yeah.
I felt that really was, you know, the Holy Spirit guiding me to write those words. I'm not a therapist. I don't know. You know, I did do some research, but a lot of, you know, what I wrote, it just came to me. And so I really love that story. That story is close to me. I actually, Dr. King is going to make an appearance in the sequel to my short story, Lies and Alibis, that I'm about to published this week. It's called More Lies and Alibis. And she's counseling. She moved her practice to Atlanta, and she's counseling one of the characters because I just love Dr. King. She is so full of just great, you know, guidance. So I loved her. And also, I wrote an outline for a romance for Charmaine because I don't want to leave her unloved. I just
yes,
have to find
please
out
don't
the
leave
writing.
Her there. Okay, good. We have some hope. We have some more. And, yes, Dr. King, I'm telling you, Dr. King broke down that Leah and Rachel story. So that
yes,
was definitely divine inspiration that you got on that. So, okay, so there you go, listeners. I know there are fans of yours, and I just wanted to touch on that so they would know where kind of things are with that. So more to come, more to come. All right, so let's talk about The Replacement Wife. The Replacement Wife. Atlanta's most eligible widower isn't looking to remarry, but for one woman, that's a mere detail. Tell us more.
Well, Quentin Chambers is an almost billionaire. His family has a hair care line in Atlanta, and he lost his wife to cancer. So at the beginning of the book, it actually opens at his wife's funeral. He gets very upset with God because, of course, he asked God to heal his wife, and she passed. So when she dies, he puts music out of his home. He leaves his music ministry. The story or the idea for the story was greatly inspired by The Sound of Music, and that's one of my favorite movies, and I just love that idea of someone who banished music from their home and then they bring it back into their heart again. Because music is my second love. I'm a songwriter. I write songs for my plays. So I just love music. I love that idea. And the one who thinks it's a mere detail is a socialite named Chloe, who wants to be the next Mrs. Chambers. So she's plotting and scheming, especially when his mother brings this nanny around named Montana.
And so his family made almost billions from the hair care products?
A hair care line, yes.
All right, Mr. Quentin Chambers, we have to check you out. We have, and I'm sure Chloe has much competition, because, you know, who was going to leave a single wealthy bachelor at his own devices? Not many of us would to do that. And so you've gotten certainly some great shout-outs for Rashonda Tate Billingsley and Victoria Christopher Murray and New York Times bestselling author Eric Pete. So certainly a lot of great feedback. What have your readers, have you had any readers that have just said some things that have stuck with you about this book?
The best testimony I got from this book was there was a woman who her husband had died, and she was going through some of those same struggles as Quentin, mm-hmm. trying to deal with her grief and mm-hmm. being angry with God, and just the message that Pastor Prentice preaches that really reaches out to Quentin is from a scripture in Job, and it's a very familiar verse, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Yeah.
And it's a small just piece that reaches out to Quentin and really draws his heart back to God. And she was really touched by that. And I'm always, you know, I feel like with Christian fiction, it's a niche market. So there's not millions and millions of readers. Like, we don't have the same, we don't have 50 Shades of Grey readers.
And right.
But what I do love is that if I feel like God led me to write a story and one person is touched by it, or one person is reconciled to Christ by something that I put out there, like, I feel like that's a reward. Now, I do like royalties too, but that is a reward. And I was really moved by that. And I'm just getting great feedback. It's always, you know, every time I put it, this is my 17th novel, and every time I put out another book, it's always the same nervousness, like, are they going to get it? Are they going to like it? You know, what are the reviews going to be? I've finally gotten to the point where I don't read many reviews just because, you know, sometimes
it dampens your spirit.
Yeah.
And you can just keep on going and reading blog posts and all. I mean, even that kind of stuff, you'll be fine until you read one little stupid person's comment, just because the internet has made it so easy for people to feel like they are experts and can comment on things that they know nothing about. And so, yeah, I totally can see how to walk away from some of the reviews. Not that, you know, good counsel and good feedback is not, you know, we're not saying don't receive that, but sometimes it is a person's opinion. And a lot of times if it's an opinion, well, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
So it's my soapbox moment of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So, we're not negating all critics or all critiques, but sometimes you just have to take the good with the bad.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people pick up a copy of this book?
Well, The Replacement Wife is available everywhere books are sold. So any of your major retailers, Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, Walmart, I believe they have it in Target, some grocery stores as well. Anywhere where you see African-American fiction sold, don't forget the independent bookstores Russo's Books in California and the Burning Bush bookstore. They're out of New Jersey. They have an online bookstore. The Dot Bookshop, and shout out the independent bookstores,
yes.
because they support us, you know, year in and year out, whether the chain bookstores are ordering us or not. So everywhere books are sold, Amazon, you know, your online outlets, you should be able to find it.
Awesome. And where can readers come see you? You have some upcoming events you could share?
I do. I'm actually going to be in Maryland this week. I'm on Friday. I'll be in Silver Spring, Maryland, having a Happy Readers Hour at the Copper Canyon Grill, Silver Spring, and I'll be there from 7 until. I'm actually celebrating my birthday all month. I'm turning 40. So
turn up.
Yes, turn up, turn down for what? So I'm going to be just having a good time. I would love for my readers to come out and say hi. If you want to bring a book for me to sign, I would be happy to do that. So that's this week. I'm also going to be at Romance Slam Jam And May 7th through the 11th. And that is in New Orleans. If you are in the area or able to get out, please come. It's a great event every year. I will also be the following week at Romantic Times, but I'll only be there for the weekend, and that's also in New Orleans. So I'll be in New Orleans back-to-back weekends. And then after that, we have the Book Lovers Cruise in June. I'm so excited about that.
A cruise.
Oh, wow. And Rashonda. And we are just going to have a great time hanging out with book lovers from all over the country. And so that's what's on my calendar for the coming months. Oh, I also want to let your listeners know about an opportunity. Every year I do a pitch session. It's, well, I didn't do it last year, but for the past 6 years I've been doing a pitch session to introduce aspiring authors to industry deal makers. So the people who are still, you know, wanting a book deal, because there are a lot of people who have just decided to go the independent route, but there are many people who still want that traditional book deal. They want to get in advance. They want the publisher to handle the editing and the book covers and all of that. Well, I got four publishers to agree to listen to 20 virtual pitches via YouTube. And so check out my website. It's www.tiffanylwarren.com. All the information is on my blog. We've got Grand Central Publishing in New York, Kensington Books, Urban Christian, and Brown Girls Publishing, all going to listen to those pitches. So it's really a great opportunity. Many people have gotten book deals through the pitch session. So the testimonials are just great. And it's very affordable. It's only $99. And it's a priceless opportunity.
What a great idea. So somebody can pitch their book using YouTube, and then you've pulled together these publishers that will look at them. Now, listeners, before you get on YouTube, you know, comb your hair, put some lip gloss and Vaseline on your lips. Don't be looking dry and tired trying to pitch a book. Get yourself together. So
yes,
that's my tip
for
you today. presentation will help you every time. Tiffany, it has been great chatting with you. Tell our listeners all the connection points, Facebook, Twitter, all that, where they can stay up with you.
I am on Facebook. Come visit my author page. It's under author Tiffany L. Warren. I think I'm at the friend limit on my personal page, but I post on both. and I'm on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll follow back at Tiffany L. Warren. Is my handle on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram with Tiffany L. Warren. And so I love connecting with readers. I'm on social media all day. I got this little smartphone. So reach out to me online. I
me
see
too,
you on
me
the
too.
Internet.
Yes, and are you open to, if, say, a church has a book club or a women's group has a book club, are you open to doing a conference call, chat with the author, anything like that?
Absolutely. I love talking to readers. That is the most fun part about this job. And so I do Skype, you know, conference call. I've actually done online book discussions as well, where we're all in a chat room together. All of that is great. I love readers because I'm a reader. So reach out to me.
All right, there you have it. There you have it. My last question for you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
I think what continues to motivate me is that after 10 years in publishing, I still am surprising myself with these books. Like, it still feels new to me. So I still feel like it's destiny. I still feel like it's my purpose. And, you know, and that the readers are still pleased. And then I'm, you know, I haven't reached a wall where people are saying, I wish you wouldn't write anymore.
Right.
I'm very encouraged and inspired by that.
Outstanding. Well, we think you have done and are continuing to do a phenomenal job. So big shout out, and glad we were able to grab a little bit of your time and chat with you today.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Thank you. All right, listeners, we're going to a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with an artist spotlight, chatting it up with J. Nicole. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
You can't control everything, but there are some really important things you can control, like keeping your family healthy and safe. Planning for a Healthy Life, a booklet from the American Diabetes Association, has information on everything from nutrition to retirement. To get your free copy, call 1-800-DIABETES or go to diabetes.org/lifeplanner. Order yours today and take control of your life from the American Diabetes Association, because we want everyone to be healthy and happy.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again. It was so great talking to Tiffany L. Warren. Again, check out her new release, The Replacement Wife. And if you haven't read Farther Than I Meant to Go, Longer Than I Meant to Stay, you need to go back and check that out. So listen, we're moving right on into our next segment. We're glad to have J. Nicole joining us. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Friend to the show, Christian contemporary gospel artist. We're excited to have her and chat it up and see what's going on in her world. J. Nicole, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hi, Charvette. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It is great to be back and to talk to you today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I love your energy. Yes, 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 because you know I have a lot of energy, so you match my energy. All right. So I mentioned a little bit earlier, certainly you are Excellence in Christian Music Academy alumni, 2013.
Yes, I am.
Yes, Newsom Award winner and 2014 Gospel Blue Mic Awards nominee, also BMI member, just redesigned your website, so you got a lot of stuff going on. So what's been going on in your world lately?
Just a lot of things. I am, you know, first, to God be all the glory. I don't take any credit for for doing his work. I'm just a vessel. But, it, you know, I'm having fun. I'm having a great time because God's been opening doors and he's just been keeping me busy, and I'm a busybody, so I have all this energy, so he knows how to channel it. So I've been updating the website, and I've had, you know, some amazing opportunities to perform at some places and you know, to sing, and I just, you know, shot my video. So I got a lot of things going on, and I'm definitely humble, I'm thankful, and I'm having a good time.
So you shot your video. So what's the concept of your video, and which song did you select?
Well, I just did a new single called The Word of God, and that's what we shot the video for. And I'm so excited when I talk about this because, and I can't say it enough. I know people may be tired of hearing it, but it is such a blessing to do this particular song because it's based on my mother's testimony. And I'm not sure if a lot of the listeners know, or even yourself, but my mom is a brain tumor survivor. She had a benign tumor at the base of her brain, and it flattened her spinal cord. So my mom couldn't walk and she couldn't talk. And it was a really, it was a rough time for us because my mother was in a lot of pain, constant pain, and we honestly didn't think she would ever walk again. And the doctor's report said that my mom was going to be wheelchair bound. So we were kind of, you know, preparing life for that road. And my mother literally stood on the word, on top of the Bible, and said she was trusting God through faith for her healing based on his word. And that's exactly what happened, and God healed her, and my mother walks and talks today. So we based the storyline of that video around that testimony, and we're doing some other storylines to show some great things that God can do in addition to being a healer, to being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we had fun with it. We had a great time celebrating Jesus and showing what he can do.
And that testimony, that needs to be on TBN. That needs to be on CNN. You know, I mean, my goodness, when the doctors give up, they don't have the last say and they don't have the last word, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, and we're going to let listeners hear a little bit later that single. So I'm glad you mentioned that. We're going to let them hear that a little bit later now. I know you have a lot of, you know, events and different things that you've been doing coming up. So when will we be able to see the actual music video? When is the debut?
It's going to be debuting towards the end of this month. It's just in the final editing stages right now. So, yeah, definitely stay tuned for that, and it's going to be on a few networks that we have lined up, and I'm hoping, I'm going to claim TBN to be one of them.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Because, you know, we really want to, you know, share this message, and we want to give people out there who may be going through a similar situation, regardless of what type of healing they need, to really show them that, you know, God is a healer, and that if it happened for my mom and he's no respected person, that he would do the same for them. So we're really excited to get that message out. So hopefully, you know, by the end of this month, we should have everything wrapped up and ready to go.
Oh, all right. In the meantime, listeners can pick up the single, though. Is that correct?
Yes, they can pick up the single prior. That's available on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and my website at myjnicolewithanhsong.com.
All right. I love it. I love it. And, yes, you can go to our website and keep up to date and see all of the great things. You live TV taping for Sing for the King. Tell us about that.
Yay. Oh, I'm excited to go down to Maryland. Oh, my goodness. Ginger on Sax, she's an amazing musician.
Yeah.
And she invited me down for her artist spotlight for Sing for the King. So I'm going to go sing for Jesus.
Spread,
you know, spread the gospel in song. And I'm definitely going to sing the Word of God. And I'm singing one of my prior singles called Do You Know Him, which is my song for inviting people for salvation. So, yes, that's going to be tomorrow night. We're going to be taping that, and then I'll be releasing the air date for that this week. So I'm really excited about that.
Great. And now, do you write all of your songs? Do you collaborate with different people to pick the songs you're going to sing?
Yes, I do collaborate. My mother is the main writer. We co-write together. Some songs she wrote solely on her own based on her testimony. Others I wrote based on my testimony. And then a few of the songs on the album we wrote together.
Okay, good, good, good. Now, are you open to writing for other artists?
Absolutely. I would love that. I have a book, or actually I should say books full of songs, and my mother has so many writing. She started out writing inspirational poems, and that led her down the road to writing a lot of the songs on this first gospel album. So, yeah, we'd love to collaborate and work with some other artists and write for them.
Okay, wonderful. So now tell us about your collaboration with BMI.
Well, BMI is just my affiliation. I just chose them as my organization to filter through all of my registration for my music in terms of upcoming performance, just so I can stay savvy on the business side of things.
Yes.
And I think they're a great tool for independent artists to kind of keep you organized, because ministry is like a full-time job. It is business. So I think it's really important to to stay on top of your business. And that's the one thing I love about ECMA for Excellence in Christian Music Academy, because so many coaches, including yourself, so we are so thankful to have so many people come on and educate us on how to handle our ministry, but also how to handle our business. So I think it's really important to, to get as much knowledge and information as you can so that you stay the course.
Stay the course. Stay the course. That is key. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up with our artist spotlight, Jay Nicole. Listen, I have tweeted her. I've tagged her in Facebook, so that's a very easy connection point for you to get in and connect with her. And we're going to be letting you hear her new single coming up, so we don't want you to move or go anywhere. So, Jay Nicole, when you're not recording and you're not performing, you find time, some kind of way to volunteer here at local women's shelters, and then you also have your own organization, Single Moms on the Go. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that side of your life.
Yes, that's, again, it's just something that I love to do. I am a single mom, so when I'm not recording, I love to get involved and help people in need. I just have a heart for wanting to help people, and I know what it's like. I'm a single mother. I know the struggle of having a single parent home. My mother was a single mom. And, my heart really goes out to everyone, but I really have a soft spot for women, especially single mommies. So I started an organization called SMOGS, Single Mothers on the Go, and it's newly formed. So God's opening doors there where I'll be able to, help other single moms in need of resources for job placement, shelter, food, covering, prayer, you name it. And so I'm really excited about that, and I'm really excited to see how far God's going to take that, because I love to help people, so it's a double blessing for me to be able to do that. And I also volunteer at the local women's shelter here in PA, again, in the women's department for women with children. So, that gave me the idea.
Well, that's awesome, and certainly we are blessed to be a blessing, and it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. So it sounds like you live a life of service, a life of help, and so that's just going to come back to you.
Amen.
Absolutely. So listeners can find all the contact information on her main website, on the contact. You can figure out how to book her for an event or some music compositions, songwriting, all things. All that good stuff.
Yay.
Have a come sing, download music. So tell listeners, we talked a little bit about the new single, but you have other projects that are already available as well. Let them know about those that they can purchase.
Absolutely. I have a single out called Do You Know Him that released in 2012. I have another single out called Get Your Spirit Up that released in 2013. Mm-hmm. And, again, those are available at cdbaby.com, amazon.com, iTunes for download and streaming, and they're available at the store tab on my website at www.myjnicolesong.com, and Nicole is with an H.
Awesome. So my last question for you before we play Word of God, what continues to motivate you? Because the goal here is to motivate, excite, and influence on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We want to know what continues to motivate you.
The Word. Just realizing that, we're all here, placed on this earth for a purpose, and that purpose is to do kingdom work. Our breakthrough and everything that, will take place as we study that Word of God and seek after His knowledge and wisdom, He will continue to direct our path in that. So the Word is definitely the number one thing that motivates me in my ministry.
Outstanding, outstanding. All right. So give one more time your Twitter handle and also how they can connect with you on Facebook, and then we're going to go right into the single Word of God.
Okay, yes, they can connect with me on Facebook under my artist page, which is Jay Nicole. They can also connect with me on Twitter, and my Twitter tag is MyJNicole, and that's Nicole with an H.
All right. We kept it real simple for you, listeners. All right. Well, it's been great catching up with you, seeing what's going on in your world, and we're going to let listeners hear this hot new single, Word of God. All right. Here we go.
Lift your hands towards Him. Come, let us exalt Him. Come to me, said Jesus. I am the only light. I am always there to lead and guide you to your life. Come to me, said Jesus. Trial.
Word of God, check out the single, pick it up. Keep your eye out for the actual video. You want to keep your eye out there. And we've tweeted her and tagged her on Facebook, so an easy connection point. Listen, we have another new song we want to let you know, let you hear. It's called Only You by a teen group called STL3, Only You. Just came across my desk today, so we want to let you all hear it, and let us know what you think. I think it's pretty hot. Here we go.
Yeah.
have it, a teen sensation group, STL3. STL3. Big shout out to Wanda from Atlanta, who sends me some good music. So I think they did a good job. Big shout out to Davina, who's listening in. Hey, Davina, one of our faithful listeners. We're glad to have you listening live today. We're glad. That was Only You by STL3, produced by Dana Sori. All right, so listen. We're just hanging out here having fun. J. Nicole is still in the studio with us. J. Nicole, did you like that last single?
Oh, I loved it. I was over here getting my praise on.
Yeah, that was a nice jam. You know, and I always support teens, so big shout out to them. But your single, I'm getting those that are hanging out in the studio with me are like, yes, the Word of God, that single was hot. So I love jamming to that. And I love the clap, that like slow clap you put in. That was tight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Was tight.
I appreciate that.
That was tight.
Yeah,
that
we had a good
That's
time a doing that. We wanted to appeal to some of the, a little bit of the Latin beat in that. We're just trying to do a lot of different things with each song just to appeal to everybody. So I hope we accomplish that.
The Latin beat. Now, Arn, do you have any Latin influence, any Latin heritage?
Not me personally, although I do get that a lot, but I do have family that are married into the Latin background. So I have cousins that are, you know, half Puerto Rican, half Dominican. So we're a nice mix of cultures in my whole family.
And, you know, I think at the end of the day, we all have some nice mixture. If you are certainly here in the United States of America,
That's right.
Have some nice mixture going on. So are there other type of music influences that you would like to see going forward, maybe trying to embed into some of your music that you're working on?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're definitely contemporary gospel. And I say / Christian because some of it isn't traditional gospel. We have the Word of God, which we try to incorporate some Latin sound in that particular single, as well as I'm from a Caribbean background. My mother's from Trinidad, so I'd like to incorporate some of that, of the soca and steel band, maybe in some upcoming singles. You never know.
Oh, wow, that makes me want to go on a cruise. That makes me want to fly out to the islands when you hit talk about
you,
the steel drums.
I'm definitely looking for some sunshine right now.
Yes. Oh, wow. And so we mentioned you are, and both of us are connected with ECMA, Excellence in Christian Music Academy. Big shout out to Mr. Henry Harris.
Yes,
so tell
Mr.
listeners
Harris.
How that's been a positive impact on your music ministry.
Oh, wow. Where do I begin? it definitely has been a great tool for me in learning how to understand the business side of the ministry, as well as the ministry side. For one example, just learning how to command the stage and perform correctly, some tidbits of information that you may not know, things like vocal training and how to do your taxes for your business. I mean, there's such an array of information, and it's been very, very helpful in shaping me into the artist that I am still growing into, but that I've become today.
Outstanding, and I think that it definitely highlights that it is not just you getting a gig and you just out singing, but if you are wanting to really be an artist, that there is you have to be a well-rounded person in the sense of your artistry, your presentation, your social media, your marketing, your business, your money, your taxes. So I
think
a lot of people just look at the glamour part, like I just want to be on stage.
Right, and it opens the door for a lot of networking, too. That's another thing that I love about ECMA, being able to connect with so many different other artists and different people in the industry. I think it's an amazing platform, and like I said, my hat goes off to Mr. Henry Harris for allowing us to be a part of something that he created for independent artists. It's definitely well worth it.
Absolutely. And so if you are an independent artist, and you are saying, wow, that's something, that training and input is something that I need, and trust me that you do need it, you'll be able to get in on the next year. We're in this year's class, but you'll be able to get in on the next year. You'll be able to come to the ECMA gala in the fall. And so you can go to Facebook, and Excellence in Christian Music Academy page is there, or you can look up Mr. Henry Harris and connect. In particular, if you are new, aspiring artists, you want to connect. There's so much to know that artists need to know, and you need a lot of different input to help you get where you need to go. Don't you agree?
I totally agree. And I was listening to your show earlier, and you had another ECMA artist on today, Yvonne Perkins. She's an amazing writer. And, yeah, it definitely is a wealth of opportunity. I totally agree with you there.
Absolutely. Yes, big shout out to Miss Yvonne Perkins, a songwriter for gospel music and for TV and film, and she broke down that licensing piece for y'all. So, I mean, it's obtainable. So if you are a person who you, like, I can sing, if you give me the song, I can sing it. I'm not necessarily a songwriter. Connect with Yvonne Perkins, and the song, that's what makes song choice is very incredibly important. So, look, we're just giving you a free little talk. If you are an aspiring artist or new artist, we're just giving you some nuggets here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Well, I think I have snagged enough of your time today. But again, J. Nicole, we appreciate you stopping by, hanging out, letting us know about your new video that you're working on, the new CD, new release that's out.
Yes.
The listeners got a chance to hear. Any final comments or any other events that you have coming up you want to share?
I do. I have tomorrow I'm going to be in Maryland on Sing for the King. I have some upcoming events for some other TV tapings. Like I said, I'm going to save those for the website. But I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for bringing me back on your show. Love you. Love listening to your show. Amazing music, amazing interviews. Thank you so much, Charvette. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. Listeners, I think you need to give her a round of applause. Woohoo, J. Nicole. All right, thank you so much again for hanging out with me here in the virtual studio.
Thanks for having me. God bless.
All right. God bless you as well. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be a wrap for today. OMG, I had a great time and started the top of the show out chatting it up with Reggie, James, Case. Oops, I danced my diaper off. You got to pick it up. The book, the read-along book, the soundtrack so that your kids can sing along, and then he has the dance-along DVD that's coming. And then we chatted it up with Yvonne Perkins, songwriter extraordinaire, so check her out. And then we chatted with national best-selling author Tiffany L. Warren. Pick up The Replacement Wife. You gotta check it out. TiffanyLWarren.com. Connect with her on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And then we ran it out at the end of the show with J. Nicole, a Christian contemporary gospel artist. Big things popping here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And again, I've had two friends hanging out with me. They've been good. They've been kind of quiet. I didn't bring them to the mic. They're in the background. But next time, I may make them get onto the mic so you can know that, yes, somebody was in here in the studio with me hanging out today. So that's it. Make sure you go to Charvette.com, my main website, Charvette.com. Join my email list. I need you to do that. It's right on the homepage. Join my email list. Also, you can get my mobile app. So it's very simple. BlackBerry, iPhone, Android. Hey, my mobile app works on all of that. And just go to Charvette.com, and right there you'll see grab my mobile app. And let's see here. Oh, follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette. Listener shout out from Facebook, big shout out to Lorraine Crafton Russell, who's listening in, said she enjoyed J. Nicole. Great information. Oh, thank you, Lorraine, for listening in. All right, so that's going to be a wrap for today. You want to check us back? Same time, same place. Same time, same place. On next week, we'll see you. Peace out.
Mm-hmm. Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.